Okay, thanks to the previous contributors. I'll hopefully bring you a little bit of good news. We've heard it's a bit sort of bad news and doom out there, and also some wider considerations. So obviously we're not just a photo business. We have text, pictures, and graphics, which brings with it additional challenges. So I'm working primarily as an information architect on the news platform, and that's really bringing together all the headaches of content, content management, content rights across not just pictures, but video, graphics, and text. So I'm just going to spin through very quickly, provide you with some context for where we're coming from as a bigger organization, the challenges, what we've needed to consider, how we're trying to tackle that within Reuters, and then the interesting part of social media. I'm going to skip over the terminology because we're all tedious with that. This slide, as I was looking at this, really sums up the issue we have. We have big fat pipes of data. And as I was making these slides and producing smaller renditions, I was using PaintShop Pro and then realized looking that the images that I've taken from the Reuters site with the lovely metadata, as soon as I produced the reduced images through PaintShop Pro, it took out all of the IPTC metadata. So this is quite ironic in terms of the presentation. So we have lots of content. We have lots of broad channels. We specialize those channels based on some metadata. We apply control vocabulary so you can find this content, hopefully, if the metadata is still there. And then we push it to consumers or the consumers pull it from us. And there are a couple of different views here because it's a bigger organization. One is that the split is between business and consumer. It's a little bit arbitrary, but the larger players, our bigger consumers like Yahoo and Microsoft, don't really care about the metadata, or do they? So we'll give them a big fat pipe of data, they'll take data from anybody, they don't really care, and then they'll channelize it how they want to. So we actually need to have the granular metadata, even though we're giving them a fat pipe. Less so for the smaller consumers, and also some of our internal products. So this gives us a different view as well of internal versus external, and it's quite confused with inside Reuters, because one big company is actually lots of smaller companies joined together just with a big circle around it. And where is internal and external in our domain? And what sort of metadata do they want in terms of broad or granular? So the challenge is not simply just being able to do a handstand. It's further complicated by the fact we have multiple media types. And the levels of content for all of those is increasing daily. And people are searching on broader and also niche topics. So we've set about trying to think about what people need. Increasingly, in addition to the aboutness coding and the attribution, we're wanting to identify these entities in the content. So people, places, organizations, typically. And once you've got that information, what are you trying to find? Well, I've got this great picture. I want more information similar to this, or maybe this relates to a particular event. Can I find out the content that's come from that event? And the individual people and places in the content. So all of that is metadata that needs to be applied. So we got the nice thinking cap on. And we try to distill this down to a number of simple questions. And if we can answer these questions, does this give us a clue to how we apply the metadata? So clearly we want to know what the content is about. And usually is there related content for what I've just been given or what I've found through search and discovery? And then very pertinently, can I use this content for the specific purpose that I want to use it for? There's got to be a business driver. So from the internal side, from the provider, we want to be able to provide targeted content to reduce the noise of the information we'd give to the consumers. Hopefully that'll drive content usage because it's seen as more relevant to what you're receiving. And then the last one on the list here, reducing our exposure to content misuse, and this relates to the rights metadata. And from the consumer side of things, if we can do that, then we can improve the search and discovery experience. You can find your related content more easily, and hopefully the rights side will let you understand the exact usage that you can apply to the content you received. So internally, we looked at this in sort of two broad phases. One was really taking stock across this huge organization and disparate pieces of the company, to say, can we standardize the coding? Not even just across media types, but across, let's say, pictures, where different, not different coding sets, but different types of coding were being applied in different parts of the organization to try and normalize that and then have that consistent across the other media types and syndicate all that metadata so you can do searches across media. And to move to a world where you identify information rather than just putting a string name in. There are lots of John Smiths in the world. We want the identifier to say which particular John Smith this is. And one of the biggest headaches, because of the legacy workflow typically, is that when we syndicate photos, we typically send out three resolutions, a sort of a high, medium, and low resolution. And a lot of those derived resolutions had none of the metadata in it. Seems pretty obvious. So we had to address that in terms of the tools we're using, the processes, the workflow. And some clients are taking just JPEG first. Others are relying on the XML. And when we move to other media types as well, like video, where we put that into the cloud and send out the XML, we need to synchronize that metadata between the media, the binary assets, and the XML, which is very easy to say and quite difficult to implement across the enterprise organization. And then running in parallel with that is some improvement, qualifying these codes so we know when we get a code value, it comes from this particular scheme and it means precisely this. News happens in the context typically of an event, so can we identify those events as additional metadata and carry all that with the content? The last bullet here is probably the most important, moving towards an identifier for machine-readable writes. So we stamp this into the content, and the client then can dereference that and know their exact usage within the context of a contract, clearly. Then we get to the dirty world of social media. Right. We have a number of feeds. Because of the workflows and legacy, they typically publish broadly news or photography. I'm not going to iterate through all of these, but I'll take an example of the Twitter feed coming out of the Reuters Paris picture feed. So you'll have a look at the feed, decide that there's some fantastic image that you need to use, absolutely. It will have a short description and a link, hopefully, to the image you're interested in. This typically lands you on a picture site, probably in a gallery. It may not actually take you to that particular image, but it'll be the area where that image exists in, and you'll get some of the metadata. So here, I can barely read, but it's typically the date, the caption, hopefully some attribution information relating to the photographer. When you go to the next stage, you've got a protected image. So you have a watermarked image, which you could download the watermarked image and then we'll track you down. Or if you want to progress to actually have the higher resolution unwatermarked image, you can put it in your cart and pay. On the right-hand side, we have a panel with additional metadata, not just the metadata that's embedded in that image, but things like the packages or galleries that this image has come in, related data. So you can surf around there, find another image, which will be watermarked, put it in your cart, and get your credit card out. So we're trying to do some protection through the website so you don't have direct access to the actual high-res image. So I was thinking about this title here. I'm not sure we have a total strategy for this, but is the content free? That depends where you go. Some of the content is published free to social media, but the content that's published will not have all the metadata. So if you want to have that rich stream of high resolution images, particularly with all the deep, rich metadata, you have to pay for that. And that's not just for pictures. We're trying to instill that across all the media types, but clearly that takes time. So a quick summary here. It's important not just from the provider viewpoint, but also the consumer, that we have this metadata for a number of fairly obvious but quite difficult to implement reasons. First of all, protection. We don't want to give away all this content, or all the metadata, in fact. But if we provide some of the metadata for free, and then all of the metadata when you pay for it, that's using social media really as just a carrot to bring you into the pay sites. And this is not just because we need to provide extra content. It's we don't want to give away all the content, but we want to bring you to the content door. And if you provide the deep, rich metadata, that obviously improves the content discovery experience for all of the internal or external consumers. And sadly, we need to make some money out of this. So once we've got that content, we can leverage providing additional quality content, trying to sell you related content with the richer, deeper metadata. And I think it really comes down to this. We want to provide relevant content. To do that, we need rich metadata to supply that for the consumer's needs. This may be typically for a broad channel or for narrow filtering, but we're trying to move away from just putting a broad stamp of this is sports or economics to apply that granular metadata first, then create the channel. So if a large consumer takes a broad channel, that's fine. They can then use the granular metadata. Or if you're providing it to a small consumer who doesn't have that capability, they can look directly at that metadata and use it to their own ends. So I think we need this combination of a broad channel idea and narrow filtering to stamp all this metadata straight onto the content and then let the consumer use it. So I haven't said how we're going to preserve this metadata because there's only 24 hours in a day, but the comment that was made earlier about leaving the door open and the burglar coming along, if we don't put this content out of there with all the metadata on there, including not just the aboutness but the attribution and the rights information, then people can't sort of come to the door and say, well, I'm sorry, you syndicated this without information. No, we did, actually. And there's software out there that can track our images, and when we find that, we can actually prove to you that this is owned by this person and it has these rights. Let's discuss it in court. And that's it. Thank you.